another thing I never heard before. I just got to like pick back up on is sunburn. Did you say sunburn with alectinib?
Yeah.
And also edema.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little? First of all, the sunburn thing, does that occur with any of the other ALK inhibitors?
No, that photosensitivity. So sometimes when you say people think your eyes are sensitive to light, but it's your skin is sensitive to it.
Yeah, no, the vemurafenib type thing.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can get people on alectinib, it's maybe about 20% of people, who literally, you know, we're in sunny Colorado, they're leaving their house, they walk to their car and they get sunburned.
Hmm.
I mean, it's pretty dramatic in those people who are sensitive to it.
What about the edema? Do you treat it?
Yeah, you can. It seems to have a more rapid onset than the edema associated with crizotinib, which is usually a late onset. For the crizotinib, we believe it's an anti-MET effect, which is causing the edema. Presumably it's a different etiology because alectinib is not a MET inhibitor. But you can get people who can get, again, it's more kind of like whole lower limb edema rather more than just a little swelling around your ankles. You know, not everybody gets it. The point being that a well-tolerated drug, you still have to manage the toxicities in individual patients.